One of the things we hear about the most is Eric's 10-minute tune. Every morning, he creates a song. It's crazy, but he can do it with your suggestion. He'll take it and go on the hallway, spend 10 minutes, write a little ditty about it, and he'll come back and perform it. But it all has to start with your suggestions for that little ditty.
All right, so we have Briley on the phone in Pearland. Hey, sister, what do you want Eric to sing about?
I want Eric to sing about how my mom always drops me off so early in the morning, so I always miss the 10-minute tune.
Oh, my goodness. You have a terrible mother.
I love that she's got it together.
You know, you tell her that. You said Mr. Eric said she's a horrible
don't
mom.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Briley, should we write you a note that says you can come to school late one day? That way you can hear the 10-minute tune?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
That would be good. Okay. All right, Briley, we're going to get your number. We're going to get you a note so you can be late in just in case you miss the 10-minute tune. Thank you. Have a great day at school today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to line 4, Eric.
All right. That's Misty in New Caney. Hey, what should I sing about today?
Hey, May 4th is National Scrapbook Day. And there's a whole lot of scrapbookers. It's a whole crafting thing. So sing about that.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, crafting and scrapbooking, Eric. That's right up your alley.
And I hate that you said the weirder the better, Mo.
Just saying. Misty has a passion, and she deserves a song.
My wife actually is one of you. She's got, like, all the Cricut stuff and all the books and books full of memories. I hate scrapbooking.
It's a lot of stuff.
I love scrapbooking. Oh, your wife is amazing. Sweet.
She does, too. She loves it. I hate it, so no song for you.
Wow.
Oh, there you go, Misty.
All right.
You listen to the show.
Misty, I love you. I appreciate your hobby, but I am drowning in crafting things.
Yeah. I'm afraid we lost a listener there. Thank you, Misty. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to Natalie and Jocelyn. Natalie, good morning. And Jocelyn, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh,
I've never sung about peanut butter and jelly before, Mr. Eric.
I don't know.
They go together. They make a great combo.
What kind of jelly y'all like? It's controversial.
Come on. What do y'all like?
Come on, Mom.
Grape.
She knows.
Okay, grape. Yeah,
strawberry is the right answer.
Raspberry.
Raspberry.
And then I love the seeds.
Oh.
I crunch them.
Yeah, it's controversial on what you put with the peanut butter. But all right, we're going to put that one down, ladies. You all have a good day at school, okay?
Sweet.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, wait, just real quick. Natalie, Jocelyn, Crustables, or do you like the homemade?
Oh, no, those are terrible for you, ladies.
They're homemade.
Okay, all right. So they're homemade. Girl. Okay, so we like it there. All right, 713-881-5500.
All right, Lisa's on the phone in Houston. Lisa, please help us. We need a suggestion for 10-minute tune.
Taurus birthdays. The zodiac.
Is that right now?
Yes.
Okay. Let me guess. You've got a birthday coming up.
It's today.
You cannot turn Lisa down. It's today.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Do you like having a May birthday?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, how do you celebrate?
What are
you doing
today? Best birthday ever.
It's the best birthday ever, yeah. Yeah. How are you celebrating today?
I'm just going to go out and have dinner, a few drinks. Shh, don't tell nobody.
Good for you, girl.
Don't tell.
It's a busy weekend.
We
want to
go. We want to join you.
Yeah, get started early.
Really?
Yeah.
You give us a location. Yeah.
All right. Okay, stay on hold.
Eric, what do you think?
She needs a song.
Yes.
And I need a drink. Let's
with
go.
The cane.
All right, let's do it. Okay, Lisa, stop pressuring me. I'll do it. I'll do a May birthday song.
Lisa with an L. You got your wish today. It's your birthday song, okay?
Woo!
Awesome. Thanks, Eric with the cane.
Thanks. You're getting back at me for being so hard on the scrapbooking community, aren't you? I deserve it.
We'll find out what he creates next on The Bull. All right, coming up in 30 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen, it's good news time. I know sometimes it feels like the whole world is nothing but bad news, but we have good news from right here in Houston. We call it the 810 Amen, and you could be our next one. 713-881-5500. If you have a good news story or something that you're celebrating, hear from 100.3 The Bull. Eric's 10-minute tune is where he creates a song off your suggestion. Mo always says the crazier the better, but today was kind of simple, I think.
It was from Miss Lisa. Lisa, what do you want Eric to sing about?
Taurus birthdays, the zodiac.
Is that right now?
Yes.
Okay. When, let me guess. Course. You've got a birthday coming up.
It's today.
Oh! You cannot turn Lisa down. It's today.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Oh, thank goodness. You.
All right. A birthday song today.
Yes. We also got a text message saying happy 11th birthday to Ryan. So apparently it's a big birthday time right now.
Okay. Okay.
Happy right. birthday, Ryan.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the show, Ryan. We appreciate it. Eric back in the studio.
Yeah. I just walked in. Who's Ryan?
He was just a text message.
Oh.
It's his 11th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Happy 11th birthday.
Did you write him a good song, him and Lisa?
Good is questionable, but I did. Usually I do it in the style of L-O-V-E when I do all the month birthday songs.
Right.
This month I changed it up. What is the number one song you see on social media this time of year?
Shaboozy.
Okay.
Okay, valid.
Yes.
Valid.
Besides Shaboozy, think boy band.
Oh, NSYNC, it's going to be May.
Yes!
It's going to be May.
Is that what you did?
I did it for many birthdays.
You're going to dance.
Yes, I'm going to dance.
Okay, all right. It's our 10-minute tune, Dance Moves and All, here on the Morning Bullpen.
Happy May birthday. You're getting old. You're Taurus or Gemini. All the allergies, it's hot and cold. The kids will be home when school's over. No, your mom and dad conceived you in August. Yes, it's true. Oh, no. They got freaky now. You are here, but that's not all, dear. I'm stressed about Mother's Day, hepatitis month. Okay, but hey. Birthday in May.
I think I need to apologize to the 11-year-old who texted in and wanted us to talk about his birthday, which has ruined his life.
Oh my gosh.
Happy hepatitis month, Ryan.
I was going to say, where did that come from?
I have no idea. I just Googled it and I go, oh, nobody knows this. It's hepatitis month.
Surely let's put that in
the song. Bring some awareness to this very serious issue. Happy hepatitis month.
We brought some awareness in that song. I'm not sure that's what we were hoping for, though. Well done. I got to say, well played on the it's your birthday, May.
Thank you.
That was well played there. It's our 10-minute tune. If you want to get it, share it with somebody who's having a birthday in May. It's easy to grab. Just go to themorningbullpen.com. And if you want to make sure you always get our podcast, just download the Odyssey app from your app store and then go favorite the Morning Bullpen. That way you never, ever miss a 10-minute tune here on the Bull. I got a phone call yesterday that I think it's a phone call that most parents dread when it comes to their children.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, wow.
Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My son, Zachary,